Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, we glory in you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
when we sing that song. Sometimes, not all the time, but I can't help but think of people that I know. Aloud in his presence, our voices shall ring. There stands a great throng tonight in the presence of Jesus. And we didn't get as far as Revelation 5. We stopped at 3, but in Revelation 5, you read about that group of people. And some of them are the ones that we've been reading about. What's with the white garments? The formal attire, remember, 2 churches, we read about them. They're dressed in white. They got a message one day from the church that said, you're naked, but I'll give you a white garment. If you'd ask me for it, I'd give it to you. And some of them did. And some Sardis, they walked with him in white, for they are worthy. And you read about them there. And they're in the presence of Jesus. But not only from Sardis and Laodicea and Thyatira and Smyrna and on, but all through the ages, there have been people that have been added to that great throng in the presence of Jesus. And they surround the throne, and John sees them when he was being led around in that vision. Where are they from? Where are all these people from with the white robes? And they've come from tribulation. They were down there on the earth at one time, and they've had to go through the synagogue of Satan, where Satan's seat is, but they haven't defiled my name. They've kept their garments, and they had to put up with this and that, and they were in the guilds there in Thyatira, and they were being made to worship these idols, but they didn't. They didn't bow the knee, and they were faithful unto death, even Antipas, my faithful martyr, and others. And there they are in the presence of Jesus. They got white robes, and they're singing, and they're rejoicing, and they're praising the Lord, and they're not sorry that one day they bought from him gold tried in the fire. And they bought from him, or got from him, a garment, a white garment, and they had their eyes anointed with eye salve that they might see. But then I think of Brother Gardner, the director of Pilgrim Camp, when I was young and coming as a boy and sat back there with my trumpet, or a young fella, and played, and he sat here, and from here to there, you could hear Brother Gordon pretty well. I don't know if you sat back there, if you heard him all that well, but I could almost hear him still worshiping the Lord. I think you knew what his voice was, some of you, and you knew it penetrated. And I don't want to start naming names, because I could probably keep on going a long time, but I, sitting here tonight, I thought, I think I hear Eddie. Our brother Eddie went to be with the Lord, as you know, a couple years ago, and he loved to sing. He loved to sing. And I could almost hear Eddie with the white robe. And I could almost hear him in that cloud of witnesses. I don't know if you hear him, but I do. And he said, come on, Ernie. Be true. Be faithful unto death. He'll give you a crown of life. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful. We're surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses. I guess more added to that number all the time. And yet I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged when I think of where the Lord has brought them out of and into. And we're on the way. Every one of us, by the grace of God, we're on the way. And we one day will be and join with them in that place we call heaven. And we will praise him. And we will sing the song of the Lamb that they're singing tonight. Worthy, worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive blessing and honor and glory. Worthy, worthy. But I'm thankful that I can join in before I get there. Before I even get to heaven, and before I even get that final white robe that I don't have to worry about washing or keeping clean anymore, I am thankful that today I can say, Lord, your blood has washed me.
and you've qualified me to praise you. You've put your praise into my heart. You've given me the help to honor and glorify your name. And I can only do that because of, Lord, what you've done for me. There's no other reason. It's what you have done. We give God the glory for what he has done. And so tonight, we want to do that. We want to do that corporately as we sing together, as we worship the Lord from our hearts and praise him with all that is within us, bless his holy name. We want to do that individually if you have a word of testimony tonight. We want to honor him. We want to glorify him. It's not about Pilgrim Camp. It's not about this or that. It's about him. And he has done great things for us. He has. I believe he has. Maybe I'm overstating it, but I believe that the Lord has worked in my heart. I believe that the Lord has helped me. And I'm not just talking about I made it. I'm at the end and I'm still standing straight. But I believe the Lord has done something in my heart. I trust the Lord has done something in all of our hearts. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin. He paid that price so that today my sins are forgiven. He's written my name in a book of life. And by his grace, that thing ain't going to be blotted out of that book of life, because I'm going to trust him to the very end. Believe that he who has begun a good work is going to finish it. And so I praise him tonight. I glorify him. I thank him. To God be the glory. Now, that's my testimony. I started. I figured if I start, then if the rest of it just goes, I won't have to worry about getting mine in. I got mine in now. But thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. Thank you for so great, so free salvation. And one of these days, what a day that's going to be. Can you imagine? I can't. But what will it be like? What will it be like to join a choir of millions and to just surround the throne and worship and praise the Lamb that has been slain? I don't know what it'll be like, but I want to find out one day. And so will we all. But let's feel free tonight. You feel free tonight to give him the glory. And as I say, whichever way, whatever the Lord wants from you, from us, guests or staff, let us all just love Jesus and worship him. And I don't know where this meeting will go. I don't know what he'll do. But let's let him have his way. And maybe we could sing together that familiar hymn. It's number 18 in our hymn book. To God be the glory, great things he has done. And just love and worship him. And as you sing that song, let your heart go out in gratitude for what he's done, what he's done for you. Number 18.
God, O Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Dear Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your love for us, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we love you. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.